On today's Tech Help for Churches, why your church needs to be on YouTube. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk all about using the web, new media, social media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So leave your comment below the video, wherever you're watching it. Or if you're listening to the audio, drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, and we'll go from there. Well, so last week we ended up our series on church email newsletters, and I've noticed something about what I do, you know, creating these videos, making resources available to people in churches all over the world, that I'm getting most of my traffic from YouTube. So I thought, well, maybe we should talk about that, talk about the things that I've learned, talk about some of the new features like cards. We'll touch on those in future weeks. But first, let's talk about why you should use YouTube, because without the what doesn't make any sense. So first off, recognize that YouTube is probably the premier video sharing site on the internet. So if someone has a question that video would answer, they're going to go to YouTube. It used to be that every minute there was an hour of video being uploaded. Turns out now it's much higher than that. So it's like every day there is several weeks worth of video uploaded to YouTube, maybe a lot more than that even. So it's the case that it's a huge resource for people. So a lot of people go there. It has tremendous traffic. So a lot of people go there. In fact, one of the great advantages of YouTube is it's owned by Google. So that's reason number two, is SEO, search engine optimization. If you have a video on YouTube that points back to your church's website, it's likely to get a better rank than just your church's website all by itself. So all things being equal, a video on YouTube is going to be noticed first by people on YouTube, and second by people that search on Google more than almost anything else. So remember that. Third, it's free. I've got a friend who says, if it's free, it's for me. Well, that's the case with YouTube. Just the other day, Renewed Vision has just launched ProPresenter 6, which is their church presentation software, in beta. So I just downloaded the beta of it, and I went through all the new features. Turns out I uploaded 15 videos in that one day. And I didn't think twice about doing it. I didn't think, oh, I'm going to hit a limit, or there's only so much you can do, etc. I think I could probably upload 24 hours of video every day if I wanted to. Now, how I would get that edited and shot, that's different. But they don't seem to have any problem with me uploading a bunch of video. The more the merrier. So that's something that they have on pretty much everyone else. Also, I think one of the things that made them a success initially was the embed code. Now, if you don't know what that is, basically, you copy some code from YouTube. It's under the share icon, and you can put that on your website, and people can watch it on your website. So if you have videos that you want to share with people, have them go to your website and watch the video, YouTube does that perfectly fine. And you can tweak how that looks a bit We'll talk about that in the future. But you can tweak how that looks so that you can get the best possible video. And finally, because it's there, you can use YouTube as a free online backup. Now, I wouldn't use them as my only online backup for my videos, but it's nice to have something else. And since it's free, it's worth doing. Have a place for your videos so that you know if something catastrophic happens with your hard drive, it's okay, you've got your videos on YouTube. If you have a problem, it's okay, you've got your videos on YouTube. It's also very important that you have them somewhere else, because if for some reason you have a problem with your YouTube account, it should be okay because you have a backup copy locally, or you have them on another site, or ideally both. So those are some of the reasons why I think that your church should be on YouTube. We'll talk next week about kind of some of the hows of it, best practices for getting video there. But until then, if you like this content, don't hesitate to head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And I've got some free gifts for you there that you can pick up, and you'll also get a free subscription to my newsletter. Until then, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.